Good morning and welcome to the morning show from WRCO Radio. Great to have you along today. In the first part of the show, we're going to talk about a special tribute to the veterans, a dinner and show going on coming up real soon in the area, May 30th. And in to talk about it is Richard Knuth. A little bit later on, we're going to check in with our good friend Molly B, who everybody knows. We're going to play, maybe even get you a polka song going here a little bit later on today. But Richard, it's really good to see you again.
Thank you.
Good to talk about some things going on in your area. So you're a part of the Baraboo Area Senior Citizens Organization, also known as BASCO. Can you tell me about that organization?
BASCO was was developed by the senior citizens back in the early 2000s, and it's been going on for about 25 years now. And I'm the president of it this year, or I've been president for the last few years, and we are very active in the community. We do a lot of things for the community. We give a lot of weight, a lot of money as donations to the community. And we are basically pretty much 100% self-supporting. We are not any part of the city, city of Baraboo. We do cover all of Sauk County. We are called BASCO's Baraboo Area Senior Citizen Organizations. We have members in Sauk City. We have members in Spring Green, all over Reedsburg, Baraboo. We go to some members from Portage, the Dells, and they come from all over. We got approximately about 325 to 350 members, and we have activities almost every day. And at this point in time, we're in a process of going to a different location, double our size, and we're going to be basically at the location where we'll be able to do things on weekends, Saturdays, Sundays, evenings. We're at the Civic Center in Baraboo, and you know, our hours are from 10 to 3, and that's pretty much it. And we're got our hands tied that we can expand and do other things for the community. So that's one of the reasons we're looking at moving to a different location, so that we can do different activities and basically be more of a service to the community.
Your organization is unique. I'm not sure how many other cities and counties have such a thing.
There isn't very many. Most of your senior citizen groups are basically in the cities, basically a part of the city, or part of the money comes from the city, and it's located in a city building or whichever, and that's what we was in the past. But our director is Karen Johnson, and she went to the number of the meetings in the state, and we're one of the probably less than 10% that are active. And we do programs, we do everything as far as cards to playing mahjong, to knitting, to you name it, we do it. And we have a lot of people that come in. We do tours. We just got back from a tour out to, by train, out to Seattle, Washington. And then we went from the bus from Seattle, Washington down to Salt Lake City and came back by train. And we do trips. We sponsor a lot of trips, about 4 trips a year. We are going up to Nova Scotia this fall. Those trips are a lot of them are all sold out already. And we just do, we think out of the box, and we just do things the way, we like to do it.
Yeah, it sounds like it. And you get behind some shows. One of our friends, Randy, was here not too long ago. He does the Bobby Darin show, or the Bobby's show. You've hosted him before.
Yes, Bob. Randy comes to our show, or to our facility, probably every other month for birthdays, and he's done a number of shows for us, and we'll be doing quite a few more shows with him. We did a Valentine's show in February for us, had a very nice turnout, and everything went well, and you know, we get help from individuals like Randy, and that really helps us a lot, too.
So you're getting behind Molly B. once again. She's always a well-known person in the area and draws real well, doesn't she?
Yeah, Molly has been with us, helping us out for the last 10, 12 years. And we're doing a show this May 30th at the Voyager. and to dinner show. We kind of went to dinner shows now rather than the Cal Center. The Cal Center is 600 people, and it's quite expensive to rent the place. And whether by going to a smaller venue, you can have a dinner show and offer the people a choice of either going to the $65 with the meal and dinner show, or you can go just to the show and pay $30. And so we're more versatile. And that way we give, and a lot of people like to eat, have a good meal. This year we're having turkey and ham, full meal, buffet style, and all you can eat, that type of a meal with the dessert. And people enjoy that. And it's on a Saturday, and it's going to be a good show.
That's a low price for that much that you get from that, right?
Well, it's very, very competitive. The meal itself is very nice, and the show is good. I mean, $65 don't buy you a lot, and but this is what it costs. And we like to keep it reasonable so that people that, you know, don't want to spend a lot of their money, and they still enjoy the afternoon or in the afternoon and have a nice lunch and meal, and it's you know, that's just the way we like to do it. You don't want to, you know, we want to make a little bit of money, but we don't have to make it all.
Mm-hmm. Molly will be saluting the veterans. It's a good time to do it, right around Memorial Day, isn't it?
Yes, this is a salute to the veterans. And another thing is we have done this year is any veteran that is that comes to the show, we're giving a $5 discount, so they get the discount for that. And the other guest star we got with is Red Higgins. He's from up at Medford, Wisconsin. He's an older gentleman. He's probably in his middle, early 60s, and he's played in Nashville for 35 years, and he plays he has the band, and he's more or less a very, like, old country. He's that type of a singer and very deep voice. When the first time I heard him at a Christmas show, I was really, it kind of, you know, blew my mind. I said, where did this guy come from? But, I mean, he's a very good singer and puts on a good show. And between Molly and Red, they basically did a heck of a job in our Christmas show. And for two people that never had met before, at all. I mean, they didn't even know each other, and we put them together on this one, both this Christmas show, and the day before the show, Molly came to the Voyager. That's where we have this show at 4:30 in the afternoon, and they got together and practiced for about a couple hours. And when you got two people like that, or they're professional, it kind of flows together. They just know what they're doing, and sounded, did a very good job.
That'll be a great show coming up on the 30th. In fact, I think we have Molly on the line, so I think we'll bring her on and talk with her next.
Yes.
Richard. Richard Knuth in the studio. Tribute to Veterans show coming up on May 30th in Reedsburg at the Voyager, and we'll talk to Molly B., who's on the line with us, and we'll do that next. Our morning show continues on WRCO. Pleased to have with us on the air by phone today, Molly B. Good morning, Molly.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you for having me this morning.
No problem. I know you got a busy schedule going, but I know you're looking forward to getting down here to play at the Reedsburg at the Voyager coming up here in just a little while.
Always, always. Richard started pulling me into Reedsburg back in 2017. So every time I go back to Reedsburg, it's a little bit of a homecoming. It feels very comfortable. And even though we've changed locations from the Cal Center to now doing shows at the Voyager, it's still always great to come to Reedsburg, see those local fans, and of course, all those that travel in to come see our shows.
You, as an entertainer, performer, you know, when you're on stage, that's great. But when you play, it's a little bit more intimate situation, isn't it, when you play a show like it will be at the Voyager?
Correct. It's probably the biggest difference. When we performed at the Cal Center, I could see the front row, and that would be it. And the other 590 people would be out there in the audience. And, you know they're out there. But yet, at the Voyager, how things are different. The lights are dimmed, but I still can see everyone in the audience. And there's something about that eye contact, getting to meet, you know, to see the people, to see their reaction. To be performing for a smaller group, there's a lot of benefits. People always ask me, do you want to perform for a crowd of 10 or a crowd of 1,000? And I said, well, if the room fits 10 people, it works. If the room holds 1,000 works. And it doesn't, to me, it's not so much about the quantity of people, it's the quality that come. And you can feel that energy, particularly when you're in a more a smaller environment that we will be in at the Voyager.
Richard talked about Red Higgins. Talk about him and your chance to play with him again on the same stage.
Yes. I did get to hear his interview, and he was spot on when he said we'd never met each other until the day we performed for our last performance. And but it was enjoyable. He's got this a bigger, rounder voice that Johnny Cash fits well into his repertoire. And his band, he's got a lot of good members in his band, from a steel guitar, he's going to have a fiddle player, acoustic guitar, bass and drums. And they're solid musicians. And that's, people often see past that because they see just the headliners and just forget to realize without the band, we would be nothing. So this band is really made up of solid musicians, and I was very impressed with them when I came in last time. And then Red will also have his wife, Lisa, there. She's a vocalist as well, so I know she'll be doing a few songs. So you're going to get a variety between Red and myself and Lisa. And like I said, they've got that backup band that will do great, and we're going to do everything from old school country to patriotic songs I'm pretty sure I'll be doing Ave Maria again because that's a standing request, but we'll have a variety show. And of course, saluting the veterans, which I find very important.
Now, you've done a lot of shows supporting veterans over the years, haven't you?
I have. It's always been important to me. I mean, since I was a young girl, everything from when I used to march in the marching band from Spring Grove, Minnesota, and we always played Memorial Day. It always was important to me. And then when I was asked to be in the movie The Mule with Clint Eastwood, he gave me the opportunity to write a song. And I focused the song on thanking veterans. And I did that on purpose. So then every show that I do with the band Squeezebox, we always make sure that we perform that song. And it says, the lyrics of the chorus are, it's a day to say thank you. And I think that's really important. I think we can easily forget to say thank you and forget about what they've done just because they're here and now and something happened a long time ago. But it's never a bad day to say thank you. And of course, in all situations. So this is just another opportunity for me to say thank you to those veterans.
What's your schedule been like? Have you been busy, Molly?
I have been busy leading tours. When I say leading tours, I'm talking about European tours. And so I literally just got back from Slovenia. That's where I flew in from on Sunday night. So my schedule has changed a bit. I'm still performing, but yet I've also made the tour abroad part of my part of what I'm doing. So I invite my fans and friends to join me. We have 30 to 48 people that will join on every trip, and we travel over in Europe, and it's an all-inclusive trip when I go over, and we get taken care of by a European travel company over there, and it's a ton of fun. If anybody wants to look those up, that's on mollieb.com, mollieb.com. We've got a trip to Africa coming up. We've got a trip to Germany coming up. We've got a couple cruises as well, so you can check those out.
That's amazing. So are you known in some of those other countries? Do they see the old polka party show or anything like that?
Yeah. Okay, that's a really interesting question. Not in Europe, but when I have been in Europe before, I've been noticed by Americans. So I can say that. But no, the people over there, they're not familiar with the Molly B polka party. I do have fans in other countries, but there's not a lot of them. Our YouTube show we did during COVID time, as well as The Mule with Clint Eastwood, that's what got me more international fame. But when I come into a country to expect them to show up at what I'm doing, that's not really the case. I can tell you it was the case when I went down to the Cayman Islands. My first time to the Cayman Islands, I got got welcomed by this party that the town put on, and they rolled the red carpet for me, gave me a ride around Grand Cayman, and everywhere I went, I just got things for free, all because Molly B from the Molly B Polka Party is here. So it does extend somewhat, but not over to Europe. So instead, I am performing for the people that I travel with. They all get these small, intimate parties every night that I get to be a part of. So. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, as far as your touring, that's a little bit different schedule. You can plan ahead, and you're not doing a whole bunch of one-nighters then that way, are you?
That is right. Yeah, so I'm doing that, and then yet I am still performing around the United States, just not as much. I'm just trying to balance out my life a little bit differently right now, and so far it's working.
Wonderful. Richard, you've been listening intently. Anything you want to ask Molly or comment on?
I know you're doing a lot of traveling. It's hard to get a hold of you. That I do know.
This is true.
But our communication is still pretty good. We do. I don't do too much texting, but she, when I left a message, she usually gets back to me somehow, either email or something. So we've always been in communication with her, and we know where she's at.
Good. And you know she'll be out here on the 30th to play at the Voyager for the Veterans Show. Molly, I'm guessing, you know, we've talked about all the music you play, but you can't leave without playing a polka, can you?
Oh, of course we'll do a polka. We'll definitely do a polka. And at the same time, I don't want fans to come in thinking they're going to hear lots of polkas, because it is a country band that is backing me up. But we will definitely do something that will be in that 2/4 time, which is what a polka is in. And there's not a lot of room to dance, but hey, if someone wants to get up and dance next to the table, I think they could make it happen.
Well, I always think of the Alabama song, if you're going to play in Texas, you got to have a fiddle in the band. I think in Wisconsin, you got to have an accordion in the band, don't you?
Hey, I'm with you on that one.
Have you been recording, putting anything down here lately?
Working on a Christian recording, but that's been in the works for a while. But I do hope to release that sometime in the next year. Something that really displays my faith, but through music, because I think it's important. And so I'm hoping to do that. And but beyond that, no, I'm just a part of a lot of little projects here and there. There's a band out of Michigan I sang on their CD. There's a guy out of Milwaukee that I have sang on his stuff. Nothing my own, but that's okay too. I enjoy being a guest artist on other people's recordings as well.
Right. And I know that you like to be a member of the band. Is that sometimes easier to play, like, you know, play an instrument behind somebody's recording than being that out front person as you are most of the time?
I would say easier or harder. They both have their role. Usually if I'm playing music for a backup, it's everything is note by note, meaning like I don't have a artistic freedom. Why, if I am the lead vocalist, I definitely have that artistic freedom, and I can kind of do what I want over what the band has provided for backup. If I'm playing backup, I have to stay right to the music. So they both have their roles. They both have ways that it's easy and ways that it's hard. So yeah.
If you do the Christian album, the release, are you going to put Ave Maria on there?
Yes, sir. It will be on there. It will be. I actually released it as a single in 2016. It has sold so well, but it will be on this new CD as well.
Do you still get into schools from time to time, Molly, and promote music?
I did. I do. Just yesterday. Yesterday, I was in Bangor, Wisconsin, and I brought in all my instruments and was able to play for those kids. Earlier this year, I was in Cross Plains, Wisconsin, doing the same thing. I hope to be doing more of that, to be honest, with having a little bit of break in my schedule, getting out there, influencing the kids, whether it's just influencing them to check out music and how they can be a part of that music making, to introducing them to the different instruments, and then, of course, introducing them to polka music to help erase the negative aspect or the negative name it sometimes get. A lot of kids don't think polka can be fun and cool, and when I get into schools, it becomes very celebrated. So to get that mindset early on is definitely a perk for the polka genre, to have kids enjoying it from early on.
Yeah, you know, you say that, but if you're somewhere and like at a brewer game or whatever, and the beer barrel polka plays, everybody wants to do the polka. So I think that maybe people aren't thinking about the beer barrel so much. Right?
I think, you know, I honestly think everyone is enjoying a polka. I really do. I see it at Oktoberfest time.
Oh, yeah.
People that don't think they like polka music come out and they're having the best time of their lives. So it just, it sometimes gets a bad rep, but I think I've never played someplace where people are not tapping their toes or smiling because it's just, it's catchy, it's fun, and it may not be everyone's favorite genre. But at the same time, I think it's acceptable and people celebrate it to a certain extent, which is good.
Yeah, I mean, and you have quite the job to do because, you know, people want to escape for a couple of hours, and that's what it's all about, people smiling and not thinking about their problems for those 2 hours, right?
Right. And I've been told that since I was a young girl, and as a young girl, I didn't quite understand it. And the older I get, I totally get it, putting myself in the audience perspective, going, yeah, something like this does kind of erase your other thoughts for the moment and just lets you enjoy the happy music. And it's so cliche. How about, you know, happy music, you know, but it really is. It just makes you smile.
Well, thank you to Veterans Show coming up on May 30th at the Voyager. Richard, anything you want to say?
Not at this time.
Okay.
But I will.
Thanks for putting it together. Because
we've done that for many a years, and we enjoy when Molly has a chance to come up, and it's pretty much a standard thing that she helps us out a lot, and we thank her very much for that.
I know a lot of people are looking forward to it. Molly, anything you want to add this morning?
Oh, I just thank you for letting me come on, and I encourage everyone to always continue thanking the veterans that when they see them walking down the street with their cap on, you can come support the veterans as we are through the show. And once again, if you can check out mollyb.com for our future endeavors and maybe join us on a trip or come out to a performance, I'd greatly appreciate that as well.
Richard?
As far as for tickets, we have tickets available. All you have to do is call myself. My phone number is 608-393-7314, and they're all reserved seats. Last fall we had a Christmas show. We didn't have reserved seats, and that was kind of like letting the cows out of the barn in the wintertime. They all want to go at the same time or come in the barn when it's cold. But this year we got all reserved seats, so the ones that do call early, and there are some very good seats left. And so that's why I say we are going to have a little more organized than we did last fall, and that would help everybody.
I know a lot of people are looking forward to it. Molly, we'll let you get back to your schedule, but thanks a lot for joining us today.
Oh, thank you very much. You all take care.
We will. Molly B. joining us on WRCO remotely, and Richard, the Basco organization putting this on. I know they're looking forward to having Molly on the 30th.
Well, I appreciate that. I appreciate Molly, and I appreciate your time that you spent with us because you have helped us out a lot over the years, and that's very nice for basically us to get out to the community and put the word out that we're still around. We're going to be putting a show on. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
Glad to have you along. Richard Knuth joining us here again. The Tribute to Veterans Dinner and Show at the Voyager Inn. Molly B. and Red Higgins coming up on May 30th. And Richard's number again, 608-393-7314. How about Molly takes us out with a little polka here?